What is going on, everybody? Sozakai here, back with another podcast. We have 6/12/17/2018. What is going on, everybody? We officially hit 4K, so that's lit. Let me listen to myself because I want to make sure my gain is not through the roof because I might have to start this podcast. No, we're good. Okay. Anyways, let me turn it all the way down. Okay, it is. Yeah. We hit 4K, and I started working on the first song of my little mixtape, Keep It Simple Stupid. I haven't announced it to, like, my Instagram and all my pages and stuff, so if you're not listening to my podcast, you won't know. So my listeners do have the inside scoop. I'm freaking hyped for it. If you guys know about my podcast but don't know that I'm a musician, I am, and you can also look up my music pretty much anywhere. I'm on Tidal, Spotify, and what, Apple? I think Apple Music too. I just haven't met someone with Apple Music to double check. You know what I'm saying? But you'll definitely find my podcast up there. You'll find my podcast on Spotify. If you guys didn't know that, if you guys are looking for a way to follow me, I'm pretty sure you can just follow my podcast on Spotify, because Spotify has podcast. And then you guys would just be connected with me. So that's an option if you guys don't want to get Anchor. Because, I mean, having a whole extra app on your phone to listen to one person. I mean, it's really, like, there's some good podcasts out there. Like, you really could find something that you like aside from me. You know what I'm saying? So if you are trying to get into podcasts, because it's a great way to have some passive ambience while you work or anything and have 47%. That's crazy. Yeah, so definitely use Spotify if you don't have Apple Music. Or if you guys have Apple Music and you're not sure if I'm on there and you check and I am, please DM me and let me know. But anyways, guys, freaking last night, I don't know if I said on the podcast, but I had to fill in from the workers on the previous day. So I showed up and it was an absolute shit show. You know what I'm saying? Like a real royal class shit show. We had one cook, one that didn't know how to do anything, and then a manager that, you know what I'm saying? It was just bad. It was bad. So I don't know how, but I came out on top, and I made like $64 in cash, which is like something I haven't made since I first started. You know, it's kind of like gambling. You know, they say you normally always win your first one, and then it gets you hooked. Or they say when you win your first one, but that's what happened to me when I started gambling. The first one, I won $5 on the dollar one. So I was fucking hooked. That was just free money. But it's also a stupid people tax because you can get screwed over. And you pretty much never make your money back enough to go positive for it to be worth it. Especially with the dollar scratch-offs. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, fucking my first day serving, I was making like $60 in cash. And then like 40 on cards. So I was having like $100 days. And I guess like for me starting, that's good, you know. And then after a while, we got more service. So the sections got smaller. So there was less tables to flip over time. But I feel like some girl servers get paid more, obviously, because they're girls, right? But I feel like sometimes guy servers do well. But I guess it just depends on the audience or like customer base that would make the difference. But yeah, the girls still be getting like pretty consistent tips, but I mean, it's obviously clear why. So yeah, but I made $64, and then today I made like 30 something, and you know, I always make the biggest bills, put them together, and then put it in the bank account. So I slapped like $90 in my freaking bank account when I went home. And I still had to work tomorrow. So I tried to pay my phone bill online, but the website was just acting up. Like, all my information and shit's in there. It just, oh man. Don't tell me it timed out. Oh my God. Make payment with login. I paid and I confirmed already, man. And it just kind of lagged out, so I might have to go to the place. But my bill is to be paid tomorrow, so I'll probably just go and get a couple things from the freaking place, I guess, but I don't know. It's kind of annoying. It's kind of a hassle. This is out of the way, but I wanted to be paid, and I saved like $3 if I pay online. But you would think you would save money by going in person, and paying online would be a fee. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think it would be the other way around, but it's not. I guess it's really incentivizing people to do, because I guess there's still cash. Like, I really feel secretly they're trying to take cash out of circulation so that they could, you know, just make everything digital. And then once everything's digital, you can just input numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a system behind you depositing money and then it's showing up in your account. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit's like, there's a code, and that code needs to be switched or modified to add funds to so and so. And you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no paper trail. I guess that's what they're trying to get rid of, so then they can just kind of glitch their way out of debt or whatever the fuck they're trying to do. I mean, I guess it's easy to control a thing when it's just a system, like something that someone made, you know what I'm saying? And like, there's no witnesses, there's no eyes, there's no trail, there's no tangible trail. So once everything's digital, they can just do whatever. But fuck, I completely lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, so I saw like $90 in there, and then I still gotta work tomorrow. So that's fucking lit. So I pay my phone bill. Well, I didn't, but I'm going to. And yeah, my phone bill is like 50. And I'm moving into a bigger apartment because I don't like where I'm at right now. And I can go into a 3-2 private, which means two people share a bathroom. Then I get my own room and my own bathroom, and I'm at the front of the building. So it's kind of like I got my own apartment, but everyone else is just kind of gone, which is fire. And it's only like $425. From like $355. And this next month, I lost my key card and I returned it, but they still charged me for it. So they just credited it to my next payment. So technically I only have to pay $400 next month and then I can move in. But it is a $300 transferring fee, which is something that I forgot about. So I might have to see what my check looked like and pretty much stack as much money in my bank account as I can right now. Because if I can do that switch, I will. And they don't do, like, any section payments, because I wish I could just, like, pay it in bits. You know what I'm saying? Like, 100. Like, as soon as I make it, I would put it in, because, I mean, I got money in my bank account, and I can pay the transfer fee now, and then when I get my check, I can just pay the rent, which is going to be on the 26th, which is before the 1st when the rent's due, so I could technically just move in and wait. You know what I'm saying? So I think that I feel like that's a good idea, but I also want to just save money because that's like $700 I'm shelling out. But then again, add like $1,000 and I blew it in half for the fucking fucking added fees and shit. So I don't know if I'll get it this time, because then it might actually still be like $450. But I do want to move out. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Kissimmee. I'm sorry, I'm looking at something. I think that is what I gotta do, but I don't know when I'm gonna do it exactly. Because I could do it now, but I'm also trying to buy a plane ticket and at least get another month ahead and rent before I go. That way when I come back, I can not have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, like, doing any late fees or shit like that. So, I don't know. But I'm making good card tips. I got like 30 today in cash, and then like 60 on card. And yesterday I got like 60 in cash and like 12 on card. Or maybe like 24 on card, which is what I was aiming for. Yeah, it was a good two nights. If tomorrow can keep it up, then we'll be and the shmoney for real, for real. Jesus. But yeah, that's about it, man. I'm about to just work on this music right now. Like, I got this song about halfway done, and then I got another beat I got to toss together, and I got a beat together that I have, and I have something written for, and so I just got to finish that, and then we're going to new beat right to that. We're going to new beat right to that. It's only going to be like four songs or something, like just real diverse fire shit. So I got one song completely, not completely. I guess that was the one that I had to do. Nah, yeah, I got like three songs that are pretty much fully made and halfway written to, and then I got to throw them together a beat, but I already have some sounds that I like. And I'm also going to search for more, but I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm just going to focus on getting this one done, and then probably finish the next one tomorrow, and then just keep working on it, boom, boom, boom. Because this mic is good. I can actually produce stuff like this, but not like the high quality shit that I want to make. So this is part of like something that I want to do, like, for me, like, that's why I said keep it simple, stupid, like, high quality shit that I want to do, I'm going to go to the studio for, and I already said that, so, I'm going to do it. I just got to figure it out, man, because that fucking Greyhound is ridiculous. I mean, it's really not that bad, but, like, trip there, trip back is separate, like, they don't have round trip savings, you know what I'm saying? Or would it be cheap? Is it cheaper to do a round trip? Or is it cheaper to do there and back? But how long is the gap between the round trips? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Anyways, I do actually have to figure that out. And I have to look for flights, because I talked to my mom about when I should come. But she's just like, I don't know. Whatever works best for you. But I'm like, I don't know. When should I go over there? So I know when to call off. But I guess we'll just figure it out. But anyways, guys. See you guys in the next podcast. I'm so fucking tired. Like, I'm blowed, man. Because I left. I came back. I got home at 1:38, okay? But I left there at, like, it was supposed to be 12:30, but I felt like it was, like, 12-something. You know what I'm saying? Like, 12:50. So I rode home, and then I got home around 1:30, checked my phone, like, 1:38, and I went to sleep, and then I woke up at 7:30, so like about maybe not even like six or less. I just got a message. 6 or less hours, and then I rode back over there tired, cold. This is cold as fuck. And then it's not even that it's cold as fuck. I know I'm not ending this podcast. I realize that. But not only is it that it's cold as fuck, it's also windy, and it makes that shit 10 times fucking worse. Like, if it was just cold, I'd be chilling, you know? Like, the wind from me riding my bike would be whatever, but it'd be bearable, you know? Like, my hands wouldn't fucking start getting frostbite from fucking me riding there, and it's only like 5 miles. I realize 5 miles may be a lot for some people, but something like 5 miles. And the fact that that wind is like a 15 multiplier to the coldness and danger to my hands is ridiculous. Like, you can stand still and be okay, but as soon as that wind comes, it's just like, you gotta move. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ. But yeah, I rode back over there. Clocked in at 8, worked my ass off, and I left there at like 3. And now I'm about to stay till like 12 and work on the rest of this music, and then I'm about to go to sleep, wake up, and do it again. And then hopefully I'm off Monday. I don't know what the schedule is looking like. I really hope I don't have to work for me to go on my break. I'm really not trying to work at all this week. And one of my buddies got taken off the schedule, so I'm just going to give him all mine and be like, you can't go, said something earlier. Don't know what to tell you. But anyways, now I'm going to end the podcast, guys. I love you so, 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 so much. See you in the next one, which is going to be like tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to do it before or after. But anyways, peace the fuck out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.